Good morning and welcome to worship this morning, and we welcome any visitors in Jesus' precious name. And just to go through some of the intimations, please do join us for a cup of tea or coffee after the service. Time for a bit of fellowship, a chat, and just a time to be together. So that's right after the service in the small hall. Discipleship group starts on Tuesday morning at 10:30. It's the 19th of September. It's a time of Bible study and prayer. And so it'll be slightly different from the midweek worship, but it's going to look deeper into the scriptures, and we'll spend some time in prayer. Okay. And Tuesday afternoon, if you're not sick fed up with me in the morning, there's always the guild to come to at 2 o'clock. Half one. See, I would have missed me then. I'm speaking there, police to pulpit. So, congregation asked to donate filled shoe boxes for Blythewood Care at a harvest service next week. Leaflets are available. It's a harvest Thanksgiving service, and it's a chance that we give out and we serve the needs of the community, wherever that community is. And then Messy Church here on the 30th of September between 12 and 2, and that's a couple of weeks away. And the Gospel Choir, Air Community Gospel Choir, on the 11th of October at Ardeer Church. Tickets £3, children £1, 7 o'clock there. I think I've said before, the choir reckon they're going to be 90 strong, so I don't know where the audience is going to sit, but the choir reckon they're going to be 90 strong, so that sounds like it's going to be a great night, so please do think about coming to that. And then something just came in yesterday, actually, 120 years of the Kilwinning Abbey Church organ, so they're having a musical celebration on Sunday the 1st of October at 7 p.m. Evening is free of charge. Tea, coffee and birthday cake will be served in the Abbey Hall after the concert. There will be an open plate for people to give donations if they wish. Is that us? Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let's hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let's worship God. Be still, for the presence of the Lord.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Almighty God, in a time when so many seem to walk away from you, enable us to be disciples of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may love mercy, act justly, and walk humbly with you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Our psalm this morning takes us to that idea of being blessed. And I just want to share something. Something we kind of forget ourselves about being blessed. But you know, I have to tell you, I've got a picture of somebody who's especially blessed within this box here. And normally, if we had wee ones here, they would be lined up so they could see. But I'm going to go for a walk now. So beware, I might be pouncing on you. But just a moment, see now, Alan, you'll be wanting to see somebody who's greatly blessed by God. Aye, absolutely. We'll just have a wee look in there. You see, God smiles. God smiles on his people. Bobby, I'm coming to you, mate. God smiles on people. And it's good to see people that God smiles on, you know, and God's grace. God's grace is there amongst us. And we need to remember that, you know, when we see people who God blesses, that there's a reason he does that. Sandy, you're a hard-working session clerk. You're going to have to see this picture as well, mate. The hardest thing is, come down here, someone who God smiles upon and is gracious to. For those who haven't seen, God smiles on each one of us and he blesses each one of us, and sometimes we let that slip. But in all our devotions and all our following of God, we remember that the one he smiles on is ourselves. And that's really important, that we need to remember that as followers of Christ. Let's sing together, O Happy Day. Let's join together again in prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Creator God, we praise you for the marvel of beauty in which you've set our lives, for your love which is new every morning, shedding upon us the life-giving power of your holiness. Father, may we never accept as commonplace the mystery of creation. May the beauty of your holiness flood our lives. May that beauty wash away all that is mean and sordid, so that we may approach your throne of grace today, and that we may do so, in doing so, we may give you the honour and the glory. Help us, dear Lord, as we worship today, to take stock of our thoughts and actions, making sure that first and foremost we are loving you. Refresh us in our motivation to serve by your Spirit's power. And so as we come together to glorify you and to enjoy you forever, we come as we are, broken, proud, envious, arrogant, determined to have things our own way. We come repenting of these things and seeking to follow you more and more. We come seeking your forgiveness. And Lord, we thank you for that great promise that we are forgiven by the blood of your dear Son. By his death and resurrection, we've been forgiven and we're set free to love you more dearly, to feel you more nearly, and to see you more clearly. Hear us as we pray together, using the words that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we sing this next song, it'll be on a video. And one of the reasons I've done that is because in the chorus, it split men and women. So it'll say that on the slide for the chorus. It's when peace like a river attendeth my soul in the chorus, it as well, and then women and then men it as well. With my soul, women, and with my soul, men, and then we sing the last line together. So I felt it was just easier to put that all onto one video so we can follow that. So let's stand now and worship God. Oh, Our reading is the next one in the line of the Songs of Ascent, Psalm 128.
Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots round your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel.
Thank you, and may God add his blessing to this reading of his word, and to him be all glory, honour and praise. As we come to our prayer for others, again, obviously, I just point out the prayers that are on the prayer tree, and there's an opportunity to add to them as well. But these are the things, our own prayers. And then we look at things of joy, and again, the easy things to look at are God's faithfulness. Same as it was yesterday, it is today and will be tomorrow. God is faithful to us. And we can know the joy of his blessing in our lives. From the Adrossan Presbytery prayer circle our prayer diary is Stevenson Highkirk this week, Reverend Scott Cameron. And we also pray for the Finance and Stewardship Committee, the Reverend Tanya Webster, who's the convener. And from the Crossreach Prayer Circle this week is Oasis Bankfoot, and that's a daycare centre based at Bankfoot Church in Perthshire, offering a range of activities and social stimulation for the over 60s. And then we come to things of concern, and you know, I don't think we need to look very far to start listing one or two things of concern. The incident in the London Tube, the explosion in the London Tube, the other day, 29 injured, but the threat level has now been raised to critical, which actually means there's an expectation of a further attack. It's kind of where we are in this country. And then we see what's going around North Korea, Japan, and the USA, with Russia and Japan, China all there as well. And then we look at Myanmar and the ongoing situation where Muslims are being targeted, they're being made homeless, they're being killed, they're being attacked by authorities, and there are refugees, Muslim refugees, which is causing great problems outside the country. So there's lots of things of concern that we can quite easily get to without thinking too much. So in our prayers, we pray for the state of the world, and it's more about, it's a prayer of looking for God's will and his peace and shalom to be in the world. And so there will also be wee space for you to in silently, or out loud if you wish, name people you wish for prayer. But let's join together in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we give you the thanks that we can come together, that we can share together and worship together, that we can be together as a group of your people in this place, that we can be a church family together. We thank you. We thank you for you're a faithful God, that you come to us time and time again. And Lord, we can know the joy of your blessing. And so, Lord, as your people together, we pray for your world. We bring before you our concerns and our prayers for the threat level we find ourselves at in this country, for that critical level. We pray for all those who were affected and all those who responded to that explosion in London Tube. And Lord, as we pray too, we pray around that whole situation with Korea launching missiles and the rhetoric that's starting to appear between North Korea and America and Japan, and with the things that Russia and China are stepping in and saying. Lord, we pray that the UN would be able to do something and there may be peace rather than hostility there. We pray for where there's conflict throughout your world, where people have been made homeless for a number of reasons, but pray too for the country that's going on in Myanmar. And Lord, as we pray that the world would know your peace. That it would be more than just an end of war or conflict, but it would be your peace, your shalom in the world. We pray for those people who are struggling because they have too much water, but it's dirty. And for those who have too little water and it's dirty. We pray for those in this world who just can't get some food, that which is necessary for life. And we bring before you our own prayers, our own thoughts, people that we know who are ill, the people that we know who are struggling. Struggling with debt, or struggling with health, or struggling with mental health. And Lord, we pray too for the people that you've placed in our hearts and our minds. Lord, of all the living, remember all whom we remember, and forget none whom we forget. Hear this prayer offered in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder let's worship him.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Father, we do call out how great you are. We come and we worship you and praise you. And so as we've heard your word read and now consider your word and what it means for us, so by your Spirit, open us. God's new ways in our lives to follow you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord our God. Amen. So on Friday night, Maureen and I went up to Glasgow to Clinker Hill Church, where an Irish singer-songwriter, Christian singer-songwriter, was performing, Robin Mark. Robin has been singing for years and has recorded many songs and praise items and has done things like These Are the Days of Elijah and the Lion of Judah. So he's been involved in all that. And he was introducing a new song and he spoke about Whenever You Smile. He had written this after hearing two theologians, American theologians, talking about whether or not God smiles. And he said the conclusion that they came to was, no, God does not smile. And Robin wondered about that and then started to think about Scripture. And the first place he says he went is Numbers 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Eugene Peterson, in his message, reads it like this: God bless you and keep you. God smile on you and gift you. God look you full in the face and make you prosper. Now, what this comes down to is having to remember about the Hebrew language and how it sits in context with the Israelites at the time. And that starts to work out how we understand this scripture. Because a lot of the Hebrew comes out of phrases, and the phrase that's used, may his face shine on you, is almost an expression of smiling. So while scripture doesn't actually say smile, it'll be about face shining or turning to you. The turn his face suggests pleasure and affection. And this whole kind of terminology as a function gets the equivalent of smile. So here the people are led to pray that the Lord will turn his face towards them in a gracious smile. So we can translate, may Adonai, may the Master, may God, the Lord, smile on you and may he grant you well-being. So just to imagine that for a moment, to think about that for a moment, that God smiles on us and grants us well-being. There's a whole point of us thinking about how God actually looks at us. He smiles at us. That he grants us well-being. The other thing that comes from that is when we move to our Psalm 128, which being in the version of the Bible here, happy are those who obey the Lord, who live by his command. And in other versions it will start off about being blessed. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. So this now, this blessing is another Hebrew word. But the Hebrews used two words for blessing. And this first one is Asher. Asher. Blessed. Being blessed. And that's a kind of sense of a happiness and a wholeness, a completeness that comes from living in good relationship with God. So there's a point of where there's an overriding happiness, a completeness, a well-being of being in that good relationship with God. And Eugene Peterson quotes in his book at this point, not a matter of having a good day, not an occasional run of luck, it is an inner strength of the soul and the happiness it creates, the vital power without which no living being can exist. Happiness cannot be given to a person as something lying outside them. The action of God does not fall outside, but the very centre of the soul. That which it gives us is not something external, but the energy, the power of creating it. The blessing thus comprises the power to live in its deepest and most comprehensive sense. Nothing which belongs to action and to making life real can fall outside the blessing. Blessing is the vital power without which no living being can exist. Blessing is the vital power without which no living being can exist. So here's the psalmist is first writing about the one who fears the Lord, the one who's in awe of the Lord, wants to obey him. Blessed, Asher. A sense of happiness, of completeness, of wholeness. And you know, it comes with a reward. And again, we have to look at the context and the times and the understanding of the people. So this sense of reward comes through a good wife and a good family. A good wife and good children. That is something great. Was something great for a man at the time. That blessing would be realized by seeing the good wife and the good family. And that's what they would wish upon each other. You know, the other place we were in Glasgow on Thursday afternoon was in Silverburn Shopping Centre. And there in the middle of the shopping centre were two gleaming, beautiful looking Maserati cars. One was a sporty type thing at only 53,000, and the other was a kind of SUV type of thing at 56,000. Of course, these would be the starting from prices, and by the time you added a few bits and pieces on, you would be going up. But the reward mentioned in the psalm is not about having a lovely Maserati car, or two of them even. It's not about having lots of foreign holidays or having a big house with lots of expensive stuff. The reward through the psalmist here is not about things, but it's about people and relationships and being happy, being blessed, being surrounded by people. Good people, people in good relationship. And that all starts by being in relationship with the Father. Because that's where the blessing comes from in the first place. So Asher, that blessing, that sense of happiness and wholeness. And then as we read through the psalm and we get to the end, may the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. May the Lord bless you from Zion. He's a different blessing. This blessing is Barak. It's Barak. And it describes what God does as he shares his life, his abundant life, with us in a relationship of salvation. So Barak. So we've now got two different kinds of blessing, meaning different things, but all heading to a relationship with God. And some of the rewards we see in terms of that Barak blessing, for me, it turns out we see that through healing ministry. We see people being healed. A few years ago, I was praying with a woman. There was a group of us praying with a woman who was complaining of chest pains. And we prayed after telling her she needed to go to the doctor first. But we prayed with her. And she said as the prayer finished that the pain had gone. So I reminded her to go back to the doctor. She told me she'd been on a program with the hospital as a test. So she'd been one of a group who had been tested for a whole lot of things around the heart and lungs and had come out clear, but she'd had these pains afterwards. So I prayed with her and the pain left. She phoned me some 3-4 weeks later and told me that the pain had never come back. For me, that's a blessing. When I see a reward from God there, a blessing from God, that he wants well-being, wholeness, and it's in that life of salvation, of redemption. Another woman a few years ago was going into hospital for a hip operation. She went to hospital on whatever morning to be admitted and was told there was no beds. And she was sent home. She came to a prayer group that night and complaining of terrible pain in her hip. And there was a number of us prayed with her. And she went home and she said later that she had slept the best sleep she'd had for years. The pain had gone. Later, when she came out of hospital, she told us that the pain had gone. And it only returned when she was being prepped for the operation. That is a blessing from God. Blessing in terms of a woman who knew where she was in a relationship of salvation from God. But we see these blessings. And as disciples, we get to enjoy that and get to know that. You know, when we travel this road following Christ, we see many things. I think I've said before that when I became Christian, I thought I was going to have a wonderful life, a perfect life, without any hassle, without any problems. And I was soon corrected of that notion. But the fact is that when we follow God, when we love God, when we follow Christ and when we look to do and meet need in the community, we are disciples. And a thing that I'm doing and studying, looking at a way of this discipleship program, if we think about it as a triangle, and at the top of the triangle is up, then there's in and there's out, so you've got that triangle. Now the up is our relationship with God, how we read his word, how we pray, how we act, how we follow him. Our in, on a personal basis, is what we do for ourselves, for our own well-being. Whether it's making sure that we only eat the right food, or we take the right exercise, or we go and indulge ourselves with our hobby because that's our space away from everything else, that's in. As a community, as a church family, it's how we love our neighbour. And we take that up as loving God, and the in as loving our neighbour. It's how we are amongst each other, as we're sharing things, as we're at Message Church, as we're the tea and coffee, it's how we share together. And then the out is serving the community. It's going and making disciples of all nations. And so our life as disciples is up, in, and out. I mean, you pay attention to all these. But in that is where God works his blessings. And it doesn't mean there's going to be that there won't be any external problems, which almost seem to suck out all the joy and the happiness. If you've seen the Harry Potter films or read the books, you'll have heard about the Dementors who suck out, and it's like the joy being sucked out. And life sometimes gets that. But even in that, God's saying, for us who follow him, there's a blessing. And it doesn't mean to say that the world's going to be perfect. And all we have to do is look around the things again that we prayed about the critical threat level and all the rest of it there. But in all that, I want to reassure you all, God smiles on his people. God is gracious to his people, and God turns his face to his people, that he smiles. Just think about this. When Jesus was baptized and the Spirit descended like a dove, and then the voice in heaven said, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Was God smiling, or did he have a straight, glum face on when he was saying that? When he rose Jesus from the dead and won that victory over death, would he been smiling? When Jesus ascended to be at the right hand of the Father, what would he be looking like? These are things to think about for us. You know, when we see a child or hold a child and we declare the love for the child and we look and we don't frown at it as we tell it we love it. We smile as we tell the wee boy or the wee girl of our love for them. And if we can do that for our children, then God does so much more for us. As we journey, we explore that up, that in, and that out in the light of his blessing. And I think one of the times the things we forget about as disciples, as followers, that God loved us first and calls us, and so he blesses us. And the rewards are there for us. Not that we do what we do to gain the reward, but the reward comes from obedience. So may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. We continue with our offering. Let's pray. Father, as we present this, our offering, a token of all that you've given to us, we give this back to you. And we present our very selves, that we turn to you, Lord, as your disciples, as your people. And Lord, we pray that through our tokens given back to you and through ourselves, we would see your kingdom come in this place, that your kingdom would be built in this place, that your people would know you and know the warmth of your smile. In Jesus' precious name, amen. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. Let's worship. And now may God bless you and keep you. May he smile on you and gift you. May God look you full in the face and make you prosper. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you, now and until Jesus comes again, and then forevermore.